Timor, we might have got all the great assets, we also got most of the debt. Can you give us some more detail on the debt portfolio? Can we have some names as to who are the biggest bankers that are rolling us? Are any of the people in any of the banks in our syndicate being nationalised, collapsed in the whole global financial meltdown? I asked the same question at Pacific Brands yesterday, and they came out straight out with the big five banks that were lending to them. So can we have some disclosure as to the identities of those institutions in the syndicate? Thanks.
Yeah, we have a very large banking syndicate. We have more than 30 banks in our syndicate. It's a combination of the large Australian banks, and it's also made up of a very significant number of offshore banks. As you can no doubt imagine, which is essentially the reason behind your question, a number of those banks are experiencing difficulties at the moment. Some of them are combining, some of them are being part nationalised. So, you know, it is troubled times for some of our some of the groups in our banks, in our banking facilities. I think one of the important points that you do need to remember in relation to our senior debt banking facilities is that we do not have any material refinancing until May 2010. And when you consider what's happened over the last 12 months and how things have changed, it's very hard to predict what's going to happen over the next 12 months. But we certainly believe that with the actions being taken around the world by central banks and also by governments around the world, that the banking situation will get better. Even in the last week or so, liquidity is starting to return to the market. The rates at which banks lend to each other have started to come down, and it's probably too early to call that the worst is over, but certainly the signs are better today than they were even as close as 2 weeks ago. So we have every confidence that although our banking facilities were done in much more favourable markets and the margins we have on our facilities are extremely favourable, we have no doubts in our mind that we'll be able to achieve a successful result in May 2010.